Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. I'm Allison Klein. We're coming to you live from Madrid at the Intel Network Builders End User Summit. And I'm joined by Vishwanath Edavayanamat, Head of Product Management at Wipro. Welcome.
Thank you.
So Vishwanath, why don't you just start with a description of Wipro and the role that you guys are playing within the networking industry?
Wipro is organized into two primary business when it comes to SDN and NFV solutions. We were earlier called Global Media and Telecom. Now we are focused on two different sides of the business, targeting equipment vendors and providing solutions to them. And the other part of the business is communication service providers, where we focus our SDN and NFV solutions for the telco market globally.
So we're here in Madrid at a Network Builders event, and the theme of the day is around the acceleration of NFV and SDN solutions in the marketplace. Tell me what you're seeing in the market right now and where you think we are in this journey towards virtualized networks.
From our experience working with global equipment providers and telcos, the journey that they have taken is from conceptualizing a lot of these SDN NFV stacks from different vendors and open source, putting them together, doing proof of concepts, checking whether it is really telco grade. So these proof of concepts are giving them confidence to kind of, you know, get to the production deployment of these solutions. In a number of occasions where we have engaged with global tier one telcos in North America and even in Europe, it is bringing a lot of confidence, breaking the legacy and vendor lock-in that traditional equipment vendors have had, engaging them to come together and exposing open standards, like, for example, NetConf and Yang, unified data modeling. Those things are started to happen, driven by standards organizations like ONF, ETC, and pretty advanced stage right now. And soon you could see production deployments in a few years.
You know, I'm glad that you brought up this concept of vendor lock-in, because we are seeing a transition within the comm service provider space between vertically integrated solutions and embracing open industry standard solutions where many vendors may be contributing to an ultimate solution. What is the role of integration within that, and why is that so critical?
That's a very good point that you brought up. As a service provider like Wipro, as a system integrator and a professional engineering provider to equipment vendors. So there's a lot of interoperability, performance, functionality, and certification that has to happen before you take the solutions to production environment. And even after that, end customers would have a choice of whom to choose. So in between, a system integrator can bring about a lot of DevOps, CI/CD kind of environments to kind of, you know, pre-certify all these network functions on the defined architecture blueprint of telcos. There are around 20 platforms for telco cloud out there today, and maybe around 200 VNF vendors who offer virtualized functions. Integrating them together and testing them before they push it to production, and even after that, you need to still ensure serviceability, assurance, and all these aspects is a key factor which telcos would face, and they would engage an independent system integrator to do that kind of an activity. So that's where the key part of system integration comes into the context. That's where Wipro is playing a role.
When we look at what's driving comms service providers to try out this new technology, it seems like there are two primary drivers: one, cost reduction, the other, the flexibility to offer new offerings to the marketplace in different ways and address new types of work streams like IoT. Can you tell me a little bit about your experience with your clients in terms of how they've looked at those two driving forces and the savings or the opportunity that virtualized networking represents?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest factor that SDN NFV offers is on savings on CapEx and OpEx. I'm not sure if we can put a number to it because we're not at a stage where we could compare, because the legacy and the virtual lab world is still not proven. But to put a price point, you know, it's anywhere from 40% and above, just because of the sheer commoditization of the underlying hardware platform. But the transition to embracing this new architecture. I think a lot more investments would go, you know, transforming people, learning this new technology and new way of doing things. So initially they may see a bit of a operational expenditure and to kind of, you know, monitor and put everything in place. That said, the savings could be anywhere from 40% and above.
When you were speaking earlier, you mentioned the role of open source. There's an incredible amount of open source initiatives within this space. Can you comment on why that's so important?
Yeah, I mean, open standards and open source are very key to this, you know, achieving SDN and NFV solutions. And I believe telcos have a key role to play in driving these solutions, open standards and open source, to their benefit to compete with OTT players. A lot of equipment vendors have contributed to initiatives like Open Daylight, and telcos have invested in controller platforms like Onos. Juniper has open sourced their Open Contrail kind of a platform. But there is a bit of a lag in what open source community sees. There is a clear review process before it gets accepted. And that's where there is a bit of a monetization that equipment vendors would see. But if you put everything into perspective, I see that, you know, telcos have a key role to play in ensuring that these POCs that they are doing are successful, and eventually everybody would converge towards implementing open standards to their products and preferably some open source components to integrate into their product solutions. We have seen in these two cases where Wipro has been a contributor in the ONF initiatives. When open source SDN was announced, we were the first company to contribute to the Atrium stack, and it is coming as part of Boron release. In another proof of concept that was hosted in the wireless transport group hosted recently by Telefonica, for the microwave vendors, we could bring about 6 microwave vendors to open up their interfaces to NetConf and Young interfaces, which was controlled by Open Daylight SDN controller. And we could pass traffic through all these 6 vendors, and we implemented about 68 air interface attributes. And in the next POC, we would do a full device modeling of all the microwave equipment, which will be hosted by AT&T. So these examples prove that open standards and open source is being embraced by telcos. And gradually, I think equipment vendors will have to open up their interfaces to do this.
You mentioned certification earlier in the interview. Can you tell me a little bit about your approach to testing and certifying solutions?
In the 3 standards that are there, in ONF and ETSI, while the standards are evolving, we are putting together a test automation frameworks, what we call Vivato, verification and validation tool, which is a generic tool, but very customized and targeted towards testing SDN and NFV solutions. Mm-hmm. So as the standards evolve, we are putting together different test suites to certify the infrastructure, the NFVI infrastructure, specifically around the REST APIs that have been exposed by cloud platforms like OpenStack, controller platforms like Open Daylight. But there are a lot of initiatives in these standard bodies to kind of standardize the northbound and southbound interface. A lot of equipment vendors are complying to these standards because the industry started mandating supporting these standards. And we are ensuring that, you know, these products coming together for a system integration kind of cases, we are certifying those products and platforms. ONF itself has set up certain labs to kind of certify different vendor products as ONF certified, mm-hmm. just like we had for Wi-Fi Alliance. Gradually, the NFVI platforms, I think there will be some standard bodies evolving or labs evolving. I think OPNFV is already doing that in various different labs globally.
When you look at working with the entire ecosystem, another thing that you've done is join the Intel Network Builders program. I think you've been a member since 2013. Tell me a little bit about the value of that program in terms of the broader scope of engagement that you're driving in the industry.
Intel has been a definite benefit to what we are trying to do since the beginning. We had the first engagement where we had done a use case for our virtualized EPC solution and optimizing that solution on Intel x86 platform, the control plane and data plane aspects, deploying the whole evolved packet core on an open stack kind of an environment. And Intel also has supported us in terms of providing lab accesses, servers to kind of, you know, engineer the data path aspect. DPDK and quick assist kind of technologies have helped ensure that our solution is well engineered to achieve line rate performance.
Well, thank you so much for being on the program today. It was a real pleasure.
Thank you. Appreciate your time.